Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
This is the Bulls Talk Podcast, presented by Coors Light. I'm Jason Goff, and I'm joined by Casey Johnson from NBCSportsChicago.com. Coming up on the show, we'll discuss the $6 million question. What the hell is going on with Jim Boylan?
Born in the Rockies, Coors Light is lagered cold for a crisp, clean taste. Filtered cold to ensure clarity and brightness. And packaged cold for peak refreshment. Because those who thirst for more deserve the world's most refreshing beer.
Welcome to another edition of the Bulls Talk Podcast. I'm Jason Goff, and Casey Johnson from NBC Sports Chicago and NBCSportsChicago.com is hanging out with us today, as well as Tony Gill, our digital content producer. So, fellas, the talk around town has been the bubble and also what's happening with the teams outside of the bubble. And the Bulls, obviously, are one of those teams outside of the bubble, so people are wondering what's happening with the offseason that has kind of started but hasn't really started. Casey, you've been covering this team forever, and you've seen a whole bunch of different offseasons. This one is unlike any that we will ever see because of the coronavirus pandemic and the way the NBA and the world has to go about their business. For those who aren't in the know and haven't been clicking on all of your fantabulous pieces on NBCSportsChicago.com, what's the latest with Jim Boylan and his situation as Bulls head coach? What do we know? What has been said? Catch people up that are tuning in right now.
Well, I've got a new vice president, a new general manager. The relationship has gone really well. Mm-hmm. We communicate every day. I think they understand where we were, what we're trying to get to. They've been very supportive and collaborative. You know, it's a process to build this team into what it can be. And I just like the fact that we have a relationship already. You know, it's never perfect, Jack. You know, nothing's perfect, right? And you just work at it and you tell the truth and you get your guys to play hard, and that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, Jason, he's back in the news because last Friday he was doing a community event in his hometown of Grand Rapids, Michigan, and one of his longtime compadres and buddies from a local station up there, small Grand Rapids station up there, asked him about his relationship with the Bulls front office, and it was the first time that Jim had commented publicly on his relationship with Arturis and Mark Eversley. Obviously, he released through the Bulls that statement in April, the day that Arturis was hired, welcoming Arturis, a team that raised a lot of eyebrows and drew a lot of scrutiny. But this was the first time he actually commented on the active relationship. And he said it's going very well. And this obviously infuriated a segment of the fan base that wants to see Jim Boylan gone, because, you know, basically people are like, all right, it's now 3 months into Arturis and Mark Eversley's tenure. What's going on here? And, you know, I know it's hard for some people to understand, but, you know, Arturis, you got to take him at face value when he said that he wants to get to know this guy and watch him in action until he makes a decision on his future. You allude to the most crucial point of this, Jason. This is an unprecedented offseason. The Bulls might not be playing games until December. It might even be later than that. So when you have a situation where there's no income coming in for your new employer, you know that an ownership situation likes Jim Boylan, you're obviously going to take the long play on the decision, which is what Arturis Karnišovas and Mark Eversley are doing. You know, obviously there's going to be a lot more consternation if at some point they announce that he's back. But my point is they've got a long time to make that decision, and they've made it clear they want to get to know him and see him in action. what seen in that action entails to this point has been mostly film study, watching some of the voluntary workouts together at the Advocate Center from the players, a few players that have been in market are coming in. Zach LaVine was actually in for a couple of days, a couple of weeks ago, which was a good sign. And then obviously, you know, planning for the offseason, free agency planning, draft planning. So that's been the extent of the relationship. It's been pretty widely reported, including by myself, that if there is any kind of resumption to the 19-20 season, obviously the Bulls are left out of the restart, but there may be this second bubble that Jim and his staff would be in charge of that. So I think I understand why people are getting itchy, but this to me is as much of a byproduct of the unprecedented offseason as anything else.
Listen, I understand as well, but if you want these gentlemen to be men of their words, let them do their job, right? We talked about due diligence and all those great things that you want to throw around, new culture and all that. But I understand why Bulls fans are upset. I understand why they are lacking trust as well. Because if you're just looking at it from, you know, a distance, it does look like Jim Boylan has gained enough favor with people in that organization that he is Teflon. But I also understand this. You know, these guys are coming from they're just wiping the Denver off of them, right? Like, right. If I get hired at a new gig and I sit down and Tony Gill is across the way from me and everyone has been telling me to hate Tony Gill, you know, at some point – I'd be like, all right, I'm going to be leery, but let me check out what Tony Gill is about. And by the way, nobody should hate Tony Gill because you don't like people. But it seems as if all of the angst and the frustration, and I get it, that Bulls – listen, I'm a Bulls fan. I had similar angst and frustration. This team underwhelmed last year. This team went from talking about competing for the eighth seed or competing for a playoff spot to – switching up and saying it was about player development once the season had gotten too far away from them. And injuries happen. I can dig it. But there was enough that Bulls fans saw last year that the verdict is in for them, apparently, with Jim Boylan. I understand that. But if we are taking Mark Eversley and AK for their words, then – you let them do things while there's nothing to be done. Now, this is also a question that I would pose as well. What if the coach that they are thinking about replacing Jim Boylan with is on a staff right now or is getting ready to jump back into the bubble? You know, there's a lot of moving pieces here. And I'm not saying that's happening, but I wouldn't be as upset as I think Bulls fans will be if Jim Boylan does return. I don't think the time to be upset is right now. I think right now it's spinning your Bulls wheels just to spin them. And I understand. I understand the outrage and all this other stuff. But when you're taking calculated risks, and that's what our tourists and Mark Eversley has to do going forward, that this is their franchise to run, you got to make sure that all the calculations are in. And if you saw, like, it'd be like me asking a Bulls fan why Gary Harris isn't developing at the rate that many people thought he would and needing an answer right now, right? Now, yeah. if you're one of those fans who has the package and you've been watching Denver every single night, you might be able to spit that out. Or if you're the other 9 out of 10 people who haven't been watching the Denver Nuggets every single night, by the way, no shout, no shade to Gary Harris. I love Gary Harris. I think he's dope. He's also a part of that Doug McDermott trade that we won't ever talk about glowingly. But it'd be like that. It'd be like saying, give me a scouting report on this player that you haven't watched and give it to me thoroughly. And also, this is the other thing too. In this league, when you fire people, you got to tell them why you're firing them. And if I don't have all the information in tow to why I'm firing you, I got to go through players. I got to go through tape. I got to go through the secretaries. I got to go through the administrative assistants, I should say. I got to go through everybody to figure out what went wrong, how it went wrong, and if it's correctable. Certain things aren't correctable. Some things are correctable. I remember Doc Rivers was an idiot in Orlando. Doc Rivers now has cemented himself as one of the greatest coaches in NBA history, probably at least this generation. So these are the things, and I'm not comparing Jim Boylan to Doc Rivers. What I'm doing is you got to get all the evidence, and I know that's not what Bulls fans want to hear right now, and I know some will say after listening to this pod, well, golf is on the take. Trust me. I can't find more than four or five people who like me. So I'm not covering up for the Bulls or Michael Rhines or for anybody. I guess I just understand why we're at the impasse that we're at, because nobody's been able to visit with anybody, really. Like, nobody's been able to sit down. And this is the other thing, too. You find a lot out when dudes aren't in interview mode or save their job mode. When people start to relax and get into their normal way of work or life. I think that some of that is still left up to interpretation by this new group, this new staff, this new organization, this new leadership. So it may not be the answer the Bulls fans want to hear, but in the long run, I hope whatever the decision is, it's a decision that will be measured and understood going forward, that this is how the Bulls do things with this new group. They take their time and they make sure. If we're talking about player development and the draft and all those things, you know, coaching development is necessary as well. There's some coaches on that coaching staff who I think are pretty damn good assistant coaches, but they're stapled to that record last year. They're stapled to the regression of one Lauri Markkanen. They're stapled to, you know, the defense being what it was or what it wasn't last year. So these are all the things that have to be thrown into the pot, and it's cool to go off for 10, 11 minutes and scream and rant and rave about all the things that the Bulls are or aren't. We know the Bulls – listen, the Bulls, they didn't bring in new leadership because they were going in the right direction. So what I have to trust is the same reason why the new leadership was brought in, I have to trust that new leadership has been given the power and the say. Now, when we find out, or if we find out that that isn't the case, then we go about, you know, adjudicating that issue properly. But right now, you know, screaming and asking the Bulls leadership to make a move that will make me as a bloodthirsty Bulls fan happy, I can dig it. But in the back of your mind, will you trust that the measured response is going to happen every single time with this group? If all of a sudden the first day they come in here and they say, all right, this dude is fired. Because the other thing is, you know, everybody's got some coach that they love that may not be the greatest coach. So do you want, and like I said, Jim Boylan is Jim Boylan, but do you want another situation where another guy comes in who gets the same results, it's just their guy? Right. See, there's a lot of moving pieces to this thing. And for me, not knowing as much as I need to know right now, and me being, you know, a little distant from this situation, I'm not as crazy about it as everybody else is.
James, I got a question for you and KC. Did Arturas's firing of Gar actually do him a disservice from the fan point of view with the Jim Boylan thing, because he got rid of Gar almost, you know, within a week.
Yeah.
But the Jim Boylan decision has been extended. And I think that may be a reason why fans have been.
That's exactly the reason, Tony.
So I would like to get, you know, you and KC's thoughts on that.
Yeah, KC, I mean, you can go, but yeah, that's exactly the reason, Tony. You see one head roll, you thinking every head is getting ready to roll. And when those heads don't roll, you're sitting back in a cut like, are we going to do this again? And as a Bulls fan, I'm asking the same question. Like, what's next? Definitive answers are wanted. I'm wondering if they're needed at this time is what I'm asking.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Glad you brought that evidence, gathering the evidence anecdote, Jay, because, you know, that to me is where this has changed. Is initially a lot of the anger was directed at, for, you know, the cross is my sphere. I'm painting with broad brushes here, obviously, but, you know, a lot of the fan anger that comes across my sphere was directed at Jim Boylan. And now it's kind of shifting to Arturas. Like, why is this guy not pulling the trigger on this yet? But to me, what Arturas is doing, and, you know, I don't know the guy incredibly well yet, so I don't want to speculate too much, but I do know, you know, enough, but I don't know his full thought process, but I know some of it. And, you know, to me, what he's doing is a smart play. I mean, again, you'd be firing him right now to satisfy a certain segment of the fan base and maybe some players, but but there are no group activities right now. And Jim Boylan is under contract for two more years.
How much does that have to do with it, Casey? Because a lot.
I'll get into that in a second. But what I'll say is this: like, several things is that there are no group activities right now. You don't know when the first game of the 2021 season is going to be. He knows that ownership has no income coming in right now. He knows that ownership likes Jim Boylan. So why wouldn't you take the long play? My point is, like, if you're going to make a coaching change, you've got to come to ownership with a thick dossier of reasons why, okay, and have the right candidate to present to them. So that's why I don't see why, you know, that to me seems like it's going to be a multi-month process, number one. What he's also clearly stated, he wants to get to know him and he wants to see him in action. Also, to your point, when you say the money situation, I don't know to what level that is playing a factor in this. What I do know is people keep focusing on Jim Boylan and how he's one of the lowest paid coaches in the league, and that is true. But he also just hired a whole new staff last summer. Chris Fleming, first year of a three-year deal. Roy Rogers, first year of a three-year deal. Again, these are not back-breaking moves if they decide to move on from the coaching staff. The Bulls, even in the pandemic, obviously have been an incredibly profitable franchise over the years. My point is, there is a comfort level with some of those coaches on staff. Arturas has worked with Chris Fleming in Denver. He knows Dean Cooper from them overlapping briefly in Houston. Mm-hmm. He just picked up the option on assistant coach Nate Lenzer. There is – And you know, you said before about development of coaches. Arturas, to me, is using this time in this unprecedented break to empower Jim Boylan to see if he can get better as a coach, albeit without group activities or games and things like that. He and Mark Eversley have told the coaching staff all those things that you used to worry about last year, Jim, where, you know, the meet and greets with the season ticket holders or, you know, dealing with agents. That's all off your plate. Mark and I have got that, okay? That's what we're here for. You coach the team. And so maybe in that sense, he thinks that there can be something salvageable there. I don't know. I'm not going to speculate to that degree. I just think that it all ties into them, this regime taking the long view in an unprecedented offseason on a major decision. And that, to me, you know, just is common sense. I mean, I know people, again, want, like you said, blood right now, but to me, that's just common sense.
How surprised would you be if Jim Boylan retained his job heading into next season?
I actually would not be that surprised. And I really wouldn't be surprised either way. And I'm not trying to waffle or evade the question, but here's why. Here's another thing that hasn't been talked about that much. If you make a coaching change right now, okay, and I'm not saying that, you know, that it's certainly within his right, and it's certainly something that, you know, most executives do at some point. You know, John Paxson fired a teammate in Bill Cartwright to bring in Scott Skiles. But you do that right away, you start the clock on you, Okay. And, you know, it seems like right now that Arturis and Mark are kind of taking the long play on everything. They want to survey this roster. They know they don't have cap space in 2021. I think all these questions gain more clarity when we know what the 2021 NBA calendar is and what the salary cap is and all that stuff. Because right now, my sense is, and this is just my sense, this is just my guess. My sense is they're going to look at 2021 as kind of like a let's see what we got season. Let's settle in after a off season where we didn't have normalcy at any level and see what we got. And knowing that we've got cap space coming in 2021, let's see if we can get improvement from within. I know that's how they're viewing the players. Does that extend to the coaching staff? Maybe. I don't know. So I'm not going to be surprised either way. But I'll just say this. I personally am like one of the few people who thinks there's a chance, you know, that he's back, that more than most people. And I know we'll just see how it plays out. But I think that, you know, there's a chance.
Oh, add me to that group too. I do as well. It's a great point that you just made too, that the clock really does start once you hire. You come into a situation where, let's face it, I mean, the expectations were what they were last year. People were looking at Lowry and Zach and Kobe as a, you know, and Wendell and, you know, a healthy Otto Porter as, oh, you know, maybe this team could mess around and get that A seed. And then the bottom fell out and injuries and all the other things. Like, the bottom fell out before the injuries. The injuries are guaranteed. There's very few seasons where you're going to go through and have the same starting five all 82 games. So you know the injuries are going to happen at some point. You just hope that you got off to a good enough start or that you can withstand those injuries when they do happen. The Bulls did neither of those things. So I understand the angst, and I understand where Bulls fans are at. But from a business perspective, if I'm landing in Chicago while this is going on, and I know the button gets pushed the moment I hire a new coach, I'm trying to look at this, you know, this basketball island of misfit toys and say to myself, all right, how does Zach LaVine fit with Lowry Markin? Who fits with Wendell Carter Jr.? Is Daniel Gafford a guy that we need to start looking at as a potential starter? Like, these are the things that they are asking themselves every single day. And if you get a chance to have a season where, you know, you've expressed to the fan base how you're going to go about things, but you also need to know where your baseline is, where your foundation is, right? So you can find where that level is. Because coming in, this is first date representation going on right now with the Bulls and Mark Eversley and Arturis. This is – everybody's on their best behavior. Everybody's working their ass off. Everybody's looking like, you know, this is the franchise that can be turned around immediately. But when things start to settle in, and once we get back to some, like you mentioned, some semblance of normalcy, and basketball happens, and tempers flare, or guys aren't happy with minutes, or guys aren't, you know, I think anybody doing, as I mentioned before, their due diligence is looking at this thing like, I don't want to know if I want to press the button right now while we are still on the last organization's clock, if that makes any sense. Like, there's something that has to be investigated in every crevice of this organization. And I would hope, I don't know, but I would hope that that's what's being done by this new leadership. And if their statements at the press conference or at the Zoom meeting were any indication, then I think that these dudes are doing their due diligence. And that's all I can ask for. You know,
that's a tough explanation to the fans, though.
Yeah, but you know what? The fans, there's a certain segment of the fan base that is screaming for the firing of Jim Boylan, looking at the hiring and the names that are being bandied about, the Mark Jacksons and the Brett Browns of the world and all these other things that we think are going to, you know, take place or may take place in the NBA. You also have to understand where you are at as well. You know, this Bulls organization, this ain't the 90s Bulls. This, and the Last Dance seemed like so long ago. Well, the stuff that was happening in the Last Dance was so long ago. This team is dealing with optics. They're dealing with the results. Like, they're dealing with a lot of things. So any fan that I encounter, because I encounter my family and my friends about Bulls stuff all the time, even when I don't want to, which is most of the time. And the first thing that they're asking me is about the coach. And the question I reply with immediately is, who you want to hire? And I'm not doing it in a cantankerous way. I'm just saying, who's up? Like, what? And you either get a name, which I say more times than not, are you sure that that person is ready to start from where the Bulls are starting from? Or you get, anybody would be better. And that's not an answer. I think that's what we need to be as a fan base. Hold guys accountable. And Tony, you know, you heard and saw the pre and post game shows. Like, when things didn't go well, I didn't sugarcoat it. And I don't think Bulls fans need sugarcoating. But I think the bloodlust is at a point where we aren't asking the right questions. We're just throwing out, fire this guy. Okay, cool. Jim Boylan gets fired, right? Then what? What's next? Does Chris Fleming take over? Because Chris Fleming came from Brooklyn with a really good reputation, and we didn't see a lot of that stuff installed. So does Chris Fleming get to run his own offense? Do Bulls fans even know who Chris Fleming is? All right. Or now do we start talking about the Brett Browns of the world and the Mark Jacksons of the world? Are you sure? You know, when you're a master chef, you can pick the restaurant you want to work in, right? So are you sure that they want to work for the Bulls? That's the only thing that I would ask. And I know it doesn't lend to the debate nature that we have all gotten into, and the, you know, being assigned points for good takes. But in the end, what's the solution? And it can't just be firing Jim Boylan is the solution. Yeah, that's the start, all right? But that ain't the solution. If that's what you want, I can't argue with any Bulls fan right now that says this, and this. Because you know what? I may agree with them. I would agree with them on a lot of those points that they have brought up. But then when I ask what's next, that's when the conversation gets a little muddy. And I think that's what Bulls fans should kind of slot themselves right now. Okay, you want Jim Boylan out. Cool. What's next? And now after this podcast, I'm sure we're going to get a lot of replies of, okay, I've thought about it. This is what's next. But if that conversation leads to you thinking about this in a different way, that's the only reason we're here. Listen, Jim Boylan and I last year had a decent relationship. You know, Jim Boylan asked me to come into his office and we talked for a little bit about what was happening. And he talked to me about what was happening with his team. And he talked to Kendall and he talked to Will Perdue about what was happening with the team. Jim Boylan was out there, you know, during the George Floyd march protest with Wendell Carter Jr. And a few other members of the Bulls staff. Like, I think Jim Boylan is a solid dude. Like, I don't have any animus towards him. Some very questionable coaching decisions last year, right? And you got to ask, what was he told to do? What was he doing on his own? Like, all those things come into play. But after we get past fire Jim Boylan, I always ask, what's next? Who you got? Are you okay with Chris Fleming or somebody on the staff taking over? Because I'm going to tell you this right now, the same Bulls fans who don't know anything about Chris Fleming or anybody else on this staff, if those people are appointed to the head coaching position, they're still going to be mad because this is the same coaching staff that they saw last year or part of the same coaching staff that they saw last year. So I think after we get done with all the screaming, my question is always, what's next? Like, after we're done with the firing and the celebration and all the other things that people want to do on Twitter, I'm down with it. I love the jokes. But what's next? What's the solution? And I think that's where we're at an impasse at. Check it out. NBC has got something special for you. Introducing our brand new streaming service, Peacock TV. From live sports to news, documentaries, and even some of your favorite shows, NBC Universal's new streaming service, Peacock, has it all. Learn more at PeacockTV.com, exclusive home for all of NBC Sports' free Premier League coverage, In Deep with Ryan Lochte, and Lost Speedways hosted by Dale Earnhardt Jr., and so much more. That's PeacockTV.com, PeacockTV.com to learn more.
To me, it comes back to this being an unprecedented offseason. If you have a normal NBA offseason, you know, and he's hired in April and he has an opportunity to, you know, get to know him face-to-face in person more because he's in Chicago more and, you know, they go through the process of, you know, the draft process or what have you, then then maybe you make a decision quicker. But without anything known about when the 2021 season tips off, and I keep coming back to this and knowing that ownership likes him, you're smart to take the long play. And you know what? Arturis has said this publicly. He even said at the start of the end of season teleconference with us, you know, I understand there's this, you know, great excitement from the fan base to make change and you know, get this moving forward. But I pride myself on thoughtful, deliberate decisions, and I'm going to use this opportunity to, you know, that's an unprecedented opportunity to take my time making decisions. So, you know, we could probably tape this again in like September or October and see how angry people are then, you know.
Change the tag on it, that's all. We're just going to change the date.
But, you know, let's just see how
analytics at the end of this one, you know, just.
Yeah, but let's just see how it plays out. Let's just see how it plays out.
Yeah, like, thoughtful and deliberate is a good way to put it, man.
Like, yeah, Casey, you made a good point about, like, fans are just underestimating just how unprecedented this kind of sensitive time is. Like, this is not – just because you get daily updates from, you know, the NBA and Shams and about what's going on in that bubble, it's still a really weird, like, time for sports just in general. So the daily pattern of, all right, you know what's happening basically from month to month, that's over with.
See if guys are doing the exercises correctly.
Yeah.
It's like somebody telling you they're doing 100 push-ups a day and nothing changes. And then you go to their crib and you see them and you're like, oh, you're doing them wrong. You know what I mean? Like, nobody's close enough to see if any of these exercises that they need to be implemented to really see what the hell is going on with this organization. Nobody's close enough. Other than else, and if that were the case, there would be no NBA facilities. If the NBA world can strictly run on tape, phone calls, and emails, there would be no facilities at all. Everybody could just practice at the crib. They could, is your jump shot fine? Are you practicing? Did you get 500 up? Cool, we'll see then. Oh, do you need a trainer to come out there to handle you? Fine. There's a reason why these athletes and these organizational members have to be in the same building. Because, as you mentioned, KC, wrestling with decisions is real. You know? I mean, hell, there are people out there that can't go buy a car without thinking about it for a month straight. Never mind the fact that you are setting in motion your legacy. Like Arturis and Mark Eversley's legacy is starting right now. Starting right now. And they have to make sure that the first move, the real move in terms of what they want to be embedded in their locker room starts with whoever they name head coach going into next season or the season thereafter that. I understand why people are upset. I just also understand why what's being done is being done.
I agree.
And that's that. So if you got any problems about it, you can hit me up at Tony Gill. Oh, man, we'll talk about this a lot more, I'm sure. You can also go ahead and hop in Casey Johnson's mentions anytime you're angry about anything Bulls-wise, and I'm sure that'll entertain him as well.
Yeah.
For sure, because this podcast, his mailbag is going to be filled with a lot of disagreements.
No doubt about it. KC's mailbag, I always try to – like the tenor of the mailbag questions kind of tells me the ones that KC didn't throw in there.
You know what I'm saying? You got to be figured out, yeah.
Yeah, I know what it is, KC. People are always like, why are you going back and forth with people on Twitter? I'm like, wait till you see the stuff that I didn't put out there. So I'm with you, KC. You're doing God's work out here on the basketball scene. For KC Johnson, I'm Jason Goff, my man Tony Gill. We've decided nothing and it probably helped you out with nothing, but hopefully we've gotten you to a better place of nothingness. We'll talk to you on the next Bulls Talk podcast. And until then, be well. We hope you enjoy the Bulls Talk podcast presented by Coors Light. Find us on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and also on your smart speaker. All you got to do is tell it to play Bulls Talk podcast. Subscribe if you like the show. Feel free to rate and review us. New episodes are ready every Tuesday and Friday morning.